I thank you, Mr. Chairman. As regards paragraphs 15, 16, and 17, numerous delegations have mentioned the possibility of merging them. We are not fully convinced of the interest in fusing these paragraphs. In our point of view, they cover different items, but we do not have an extremely hard position on it. We can look at different language solutions if that satisfies some delegations. At any rate, we express, or rather agree with that expressed by many delegations yesterday and today, in that while being careful about the time we have, we might want to submit this paragraph later down the road. Paragraph 17, we are open to the U.S. proposal of drafting an annex. That annex would include the proposed language on the features. That could be very useful. And we are of the opinion, as Austria mentioned yesterday, that this should also allow us to make progress in our work without the drafting of a given annex taking too much time. In that same paragraph 17, we share the opinions expressed by numerous delegations, namely that the operational and regulatory framework that we agree upon should also allow for us to bear in mind technological adaptation over time. We propose adding, at the end of the paragraph, a mention of that very self-same idea. I'll say it in English.
The following elements, possible measures and other options, without prejudice to additional measures in the future, related to emerging technologies in the area of laws that could be revised and complemented as the technology evolves. Nous transmettrons cette proposition de langage.
We will send along that language proposal to the Secretariat in written form. Turning to paragraph 18, we would like to support the keeping of the term technology neutral. We believe that this is the most appropriate term. We believe that it allows us to have as agnostic an approach as possible. And as most of the delegations have indicated, IHL is applied to weaponry and we believe that technology neutral is the best option. Language-wise, also, there are proposals from numerous delegations, including Sri Lanka and the Philippines. They proposed addressing the risks and challenges that are tied to the laws. We think that this is, for the most part, covered in the document because we see it in 26 to 28. These paragraphs, which we'll study it later and which we'll be able to circle back to, look at risk mitigation, and we do support that. We also support the methodological, global methodological approach, and interdiction and regulation, prohibition and regulation. In paragraph 18, if we were to retain risks and challenges, we should also bring balance, adding the concept of benefits. That will allow us to be consistent with the entirety of the document. Numerous delegations, including Russia, have proposed a paragraph that would underscore that autonomy is a spectrum. And we are wondering about adding a full paragraph on it, but we do think the approach is interesting. Lastly, as regards the desire of some delegations to mention the ethical considerations in this paragraph, we are open to that mention. ICT is essential in our work. We could perhaps retain in this paragraph this concept. We'd have to look at the drafting. It seems to us that in this paragraph, we are looking at the compatibility with international humanitarian law to address ethical issues, because that really is the framework for our convention. So mentioning the IHL and then ethical considerations that are appropriate, or some other drafting that we would be willing to study. As regards paragraph 19 now, we can support the current characterization of this reality that you are proposing, and we share the analysis that we heard from Austria yesterday and by Norway just now. That is to say that this is not an issue of a definition per se, but the idea is to bring together the fundamental characteristics that guide our approach. So it'd be a common understanding, a middle ground. We share this approach that we think that this will allow us to make progress in our work, and we do not have a great deal of time. Turning to paragraph 20, we are in step with what was mentioned by Pakistan yesterday. After anticipation and controlled, this armed systems should not, the weapon systems should not be used if they are, if they might cause unuseful and superfluous suffering, indiscriminate effects, or if they cannot be used in a manner that is in step with IHL. These proposals are consistent with the drafting of Article 35 of the Additional Protocol and in the outcome document adopted at the 6th Review Conference of the CCW. Also, there are proposals from numerous delegations on the issue of predictable, reliable, et cetera, et cetera, in that same paragraph. We would like to underscore that those notions are already present in paragraph 21D, and it seems to us that there's consistency in this paragraph 21D. Again, this allows us to draw a distinction between the banning and regulations approach, which are the methodological framework that you've used for the drafting of this report. I will conclude, Chair, by simply underscoring that nationally, France includes in development a production phase that involves evaluation and certification. This seems to us absolutely important. That is to say that we need to bear in mind these practices, which are crucial for the development of systems that are in place, and they must be consistent with that expressed by numerous delegations as well. This morning, in particular, from the ROC, because no state has an interest in developing systems in which there is an inability to control or oversee